समाचार सेवा प्रभाग से प्रस्तुत है कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा।
ओम नमः शिवाय, हर हर महादेव, हर हर महादेव। फाल्गुन की चतुर्दशी आई, पावन ये शिवरात्रि की रात। दीप जले मन मंदिर में, जागे श्रद्धा के जज्बात। गंगा जल से अभिषेक करें, दूध दही शहद चढ़ाएं। बेलपत्र और धतूरा अर्पित, भोले बाबा मुस्काए।
देवों के देव महादेव की आराधना की पावन रात्रि महाशिवरात्रि के इस शुभ अवसर पर आप सभी श्रोताओं को हार्दिक शुभकामनाएं। आज की ये रात्रि केवल व्रत और पूजा की नहीं, बल्कि आत्मचिंतन, साधना और शिव तत्व को महसूस करने की रात्रि है।
A very maha happy Shivratri to all of you. This festival of Mahashivratri is being celebrated across the country today with deep devotion and spiritual fervor. Considered as one of the most sacred occasions for the devotees of Lord Shiv, this day is marked by fasting, special prayers and night-long worship at the temples. Thousands of devotees take holy dips at pilgrim sites, seeking blessings for peace and prosperity. And with this, hello and a good afternoon to all of you. You are tuned to Parikrama on 100.1 megahertz and I'm Tanvi Khurana, and with me is my co-host Vaishnavi. Hello and good afternoon, Vaishnavi.
Hello, Tanvi.
And for you, we have a selection of news, our discussion segment, Dateline India, reports, capsules, tributes and a lot more. All these in the next 30 minutes. We begin with the news headlines.
प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी ने कहा, केंद्रीय मंत्रिमंडल द्वारा शहरी चुनौती कोष को स्वीकृति से उच्च गुणवत्ता वाली शहरी अवसंरचना का निर्माण होगा और शहर देश के आर्थिक विकास के प्रमुख प्रेरक बनेंगे।
कैबिनेट कमेटी ऑन इकोनॉमिक अफेयर्स अप्रूव्स कंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ द कंट्रीज फर्स्ट अंडर वाटर रोड कम रेल टनल प्रोजेक्ट अंडर ब्रह्मपुत्र रिवर इन असम, टू बी ओनली द सेकेंड ऑफ इट्स काइंड इन द वर्ल्ड।
गृहमंत्री अमित शाह ने वितरण तंत्र में पारदर्शिता लाने के उद्देश्य से देश की पहली केंद्रीय बैंक डिजिटल मुद्रा का शुभारंभ किया।
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू इनॉग्रेट इंडिया एआई इंपैक्ट एक्सपो 2026 इन न्यू दिल्ली टुमारो।
ईरान के परमाणु कार्यक्रम पर अमेरिका और ईरान के बीच दूसरे दौर की वार्ता अगले सप्ताह होगी।
एंड इन मेंस टी20 क्रिकेट वर्ल्ड कप, इंडिया टू टेक ऑन पाकिस्तान इन अ मच एंटिसिपेटेड ग्रुप ए एनकाउंटर इन कोलंबो दिस इवनिंग। And now it's time for our segment Dateline India, in which we take a look at the developments taking place at the national or global level. And today we will talk about India AI Impact Summit. This February, history is being made as India hosts the very first global AI summit in the global south. From the 16th to 20th of this month, the spotlight will shine on Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, where innovators, policy makers, researchers and industry leaders from across the world will gather for the India AI Impact Summit 2026.
श्रोताओं, ये पांच दिवसीय कार्यक्रम तीन मजबूत सूत्रों पर आधारित है। ये तीन सूत्र हैं पीपल, प्लैनेट और प्रोग्रेस। ये समिट महत्वपूर्ण चर्चाओं और प्रेरणादायक नवाचारों का मंच बनेगा। और यही नहीं, इंडिया एआई इंपैक्ट समिट में 30 देशों के 300 से अधिक प्रदर्शक हिस्सा लेंगे, जो 10 से ज्यादा विषय आधारित पवेलियन में अपनी तकनीक और विचार प्रस्तुत करेंगे।
Imagine cutting-edge AI solutions, breakthrough research, global collaborations all under one roof. From shaping policies to powering industries, from sustainable solutions to public engagement, this summit is set to redefine how AI impacts humanity. Top world leaders will attend the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. And more on this from our correspondent.
The summit underlines India's expanding role in shaping a responsible, inclusive, and people-centric AI future. Leaders from 20 countries are scheduled to attend the India AI Impact Summit in the national capital. Ministerial delegations from over 45 countries will participate in the five-day event. The UN Secretary General and officials from several international organizations will also join the deliberations. Representatives from Global North and Global South will present concrete deliverables. The summit will host over 700 sessions covering AI safety, governance, ethical deployment, data protection, and India's vision of sovereign AI. It will also showcase national skilling initiatives such as Yuva AI for All, which is a free and accessible program aimed at building foundational AI awareness among students and professionals. The summit aims to enhance global collaboration, promote shared standards, and establish India as a reliable partner in using AI for sustainable development. Samar Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
तन्वी, जैसा कि हमारे संवाददाता ने बताया कि इस समिट में दुनिया के शीर्ष नेता, टेक कंपनियों के सीईओ, नीति निर्माता और एआई के अग्रणी विशेषज्ञ एक साथ एक मंच पर आएंगे। ये समिट के आयोजन से पूरी दुनिया में ये संदेश जाएगा कि भारत सिर्फ एआई क्रांति का हिस्सा नहीं है बल्कि उसका नेतृत्व भी कर रहा है। तो श्रोताओं, हमारे साथ जुड़े रहें क्योंकि हम जानेंगे कि इस ऐतिहासिक आयोजन का भारत और पूरी दुनिया में आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस के भविष्य के लिए क्या महत्व है। ये है इंडिया एआई इंपैक्ट समिट 2026, जहां नवाचार और प्रभाव का मिलन होता है।
Absolutely, I think everyone is excited about this summit, and India has already emerged as one of the world's fastest growing digital economies. Initiatives like Digital India and the country's rapid startup expansion have positioned it as a global innovation hub. Hosting the summit elevates that status even further. And let's not forget, India has the largest youth population in the world and also one of the biggest pools of tech talent. From Bengaluru's buzzing startup ecosystem to cutting-edge research institutions, the country has built a strong foundation for AI leadership.
वैश्विक नेताओं की मौजूदगी एक मजबूत कूटनीतिक संदेश भी देती है। ये समिट भारत को AI युग का एक महत्वपूर्ण संयोजक बनाता है। इस पल का एक मजबूत रणनीतिक पहलू भी है, जब आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस वैश्विक शक्ति संरचना को नया रूप दे रहा है, तब ये समिट की मेजबानी और नेतृत्व करके भारत केवल वैश्विक नियमों का पालन करने का इंतजार नहीं कर रहा बल्कि उन्हें बनाने में सक्रिय भूमिका निभा रहा है।
राइट, ग्लोबल टेक जायंट्स पार्टनरिंग विद इंडियन फर्म्स कुड एक्सेलरेट इनोवेशन अक्रॉस सेक्टर्स फ्रॉम एग्रीकल्चर टू फिनटेक। ऑन द डिप्लोमेटिक फ्रंट, द समिट रीइंफोर्सेस इंडियाज ग्रोइंग ग्लोबल स्टैचर। आफ्टर सक्सेस Successfully hosting the G20 summit, India demonstrated its ability to bring diverse nations together, and this AI summit builds on that particular momentum. Artificial intelligence is a key enabler of India's development journey, strengthening governance and improving public service delivery. And for India, AI supports inclusive growth at scale and aligns with the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047.
इंडिया एआई इंपैक्ट समिट 2026 के माध्यम से भारत का उद्देश्य वैश्विक चर्चाओं को ठोस विकास परिणामों में बदलना है, जो इंडिया एआई मिशन और डिजिटल इंडिया पहल के अंतर्गत राष्ट्रीय प्राथमिकताओं से जुड़े हों।
एंड विद दिस, प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी विल इनॉग्रेट द इंडिया एआई इंपैक्ट एक्सपो 2026 इन न्यू दिल्ली, व्हिच इज बीइंग हेल्ड tomorrow. The five-day expo is being held alongside the India AI Impact Summit 2026 and will serve as a national demonstration of artificial intelligence in action. Like you said, it will feature 13 country pavilions including Australia, Japan, Russia, United Kingdom, France, Germany, Italy, Netherlands, Switzerland, Serbia, Estonia, Tajikistan and Africa, showcasing international collaboration in the AI ecosystem. And before the commencement of the summit in New Delhi, the finalists for three flagship global AI impact challenges were announced. A report on this.
Finalists of three flagship global impact challenges, AI for All, AI by Her and Yuva AI, were announced today. These challenges were launched to advance the adoption of novel and impactful AI solutions which align global priorities. Over 4,650 applications were received from over 60 countries, reflecting strong international participation. Following a rigorous multi-stage evaluation by domain experts and industry leaders, the top 70 teams across the challenges were selected as finalists. These teams will showcase their solution at the summit's grand finale and awards felicitation ceremony in the national capital. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology will also launch the nationwide digital campaign to promote ethical, inclusive and responsible AI use. The campaign, starting tomorrow, will attempt an official Guinness World Record title for the most pledges received for an AI responsibility campaign in 24 hours. The digital pledge platform will be accessible at the official pledge portal. With Samar Singh, Aman Yadav for Parikrama.
The India AI Impact Summit 2026 positions artificial intelligence as a strategic enabler for India's development priorities. The summit consolidates learnings from national and regional engagements to identify practical pathways for applying AI in governance, public service delivery, research, and also industry. It supports the objectives of Digital India by strengthening the role of AI in digital public infrastructure, platform-based service delivery and data-driven decision-making across the sectors.
श्रोताओं, अगर हम इसका सार देखें तो ये समिट डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और तकनीक आधारित सेवा वितरण में एआई की भूमिका को मजबूत करके डिजिटल इंडिया पहल को आगे बढ़ाता है. साथ ही ये कंप्यूटिंग इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर, डेटा सेट, प्रतिभा विकास और स्वदेशी नवाचार में घरेलू क्षमताओं को मजबूत करने पर जोर देता है, जिससे देश की आत्मनिर्भरता को बढ़ावा मिलता है.
And today is a special day because the world is observing International Childhood Cancer Day today. Well, we all know that cancer is a dangerous disease and everyone, and we should stay away from it, especially the children. Mm-hmm. It is a global collaborative campaign to raise awareness about childhood cancer and to express support for children and adolescents with cancer, the survivors and their families. On this occasion, the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS and the Indian Revenue Service Ladies Association jointly organized a walkathon in New Delhi today. The event witnessed a gathering of cancer survivor children with their parents at India Gate, followed by a cultural performance by the children. Talking exclusively with Akashwani News, Professor of Pediatrics and Chief of the Oncology Division at AIIMS, New Delhi, Dr. Rachna Seth emphasized the importance of early detection, complete treatment and long-term follow-up care for the children diagnosed with cancer.
इसका यही उद्देश्य है कि हम जागरूकता फैलाना चाह रहे हैं कैंसर के प्रति. ये बच्चे ठीक हो सकते हैं अगर इनका नियमित रूप से इलाज हो, डायग्नोसिस अच्छे तरीके से हो जाए, रेफरल चाहिए तो टाइम पे हो और इलाज पूरा हो तो ये बच्चे ठीक हो सकते हैं और इनके पास सालों की जिंदगी बचती है जो एक नियमित रूप से फॉलो होनी चाहिए और अच्छी एक सर्वाइवरशिप होती है इनकी. तो हम ये भी मैसेज देना चाहते हैं कि सिर्फ एक्यूट केयर में नहीं, ट्रीटमेंट खत्म होने के बाद भी इनकी जिंदगी प्रोडक्टिव रहे तो वो रहे नियमित रूप से फॉलोअप में रहे. उतना तेज तो नहीं होता है जितना पहले, पर अपने डॉक्टर के संपर्क में रहे क्योंकि कुछ कुछ परेशानियां आ सकती हैं लेकिन वो सब टैकल हो सकती हैं.
अब समय है अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं से जानने का कि उनके पास क्या विशेष है. श्रोताओं, जैसे कि हम शुरुआत में महाशिवरात्रि के बारे में बात कर रहे थे और महाशिवरात्रि की बात हो और उज्जैन की बात ना हो, ऐसे कैसे हो सकता है. तो महाशिवरात्रि का त्यौहार पूरे देश में श्रद्धा और उत्साह के साथ मनाया जा रहा है. इस अवसर पर शिवालयों और मंदिरों में विशेष पूजा अर्चना की जा रही है. हमारे संवाददाता ने बताया है कि उज्जैन के मंदिरों में महाकाल की आरती का सिलसिला जारी है.
ओम नमः शिवाय, ओम नमः शिवाय.
मध्य प्रदेश की धार्मिक राजधानी उज्जैन आज पूरी तरह शिवमय हो चुकी है. महाशिवरात्रि के पावन मौके पर बाबा महाकाल के दरबार में आस्था का सैलाब उमड़ पड़ा है. रात 2:30 बजे जैसे ही मंदिर के पट खुले, भस्म आरती के साथ भक्तिमय माहौल की शुरुआत हो गई. मंत्रों की गूंज के बीच भगवान महाकाल का जल, दूध, दही, घी और पंचामृत से अभिषेक लगातार जारी है. दिन भर अलग अलग आरतियां होंगी, भोग आरती और विशेष अभिषेक भी किए जाएंगे. अभिनव गोयल, आकाशवाणी भोपाल.
हर हर भोले नमः शिवाय.
The annual Hampi Utsav was held from 13th till today at the UNESCO World Heritage Site of Hampi in Karnataka, drawing thousands of visitors to celebrate the rich legacy of the Vijayanagar Empire. The three-day cultural extravagance showcased a vibrant mix of music, dance, art exhibitions and heritage programs set against the backdrop of the region's iconic ruins. More on this from our correspondent.
A major highlight of this year was a spectacular drone light show, reportedly a first for the festival, in which hundreds of illuminated drones lit up the night sky, forming images of Vijayanagara era monuments and cultural motifs. The display captivated large crowds and added a modern technological touch to the historic setting. Organizers estimated that lakhs of visitors from across India and abroad attended the celebrations. Multiple grand stages hosted performances by renowned artists, classical musicians, folk ensembles and cultural troupes reflecting Karnataka's diverse artistic traditions. This is Ponnumon reporting for Parikrama from Akashavani, Bengaluru.
And if we move towards Ladakh, two monastic festivals are being celebrated simultaneously from today for 2 days. Our lay correspondent has more details on this.
In Ladakh, two monastic festivals, Le Dosmoche and Le Kirstormoche festival, are being celebrated today and tomorrow. With the celebration of Le Dosmoche and Le Kirstormoche festival, mark the end of the second and the last phase of harsh climatic weather conditions of the winter season in the region. After the festival, farmers start their preparation for agriculture season with renewed hope for good crops. The monastic festivals are celebrated after a fortnight of prayer and rituals in honor of deities for world peace and timely snowfall and rainfall for good crops and good fortune. Le Dosmoche festival, which was once celebrated by King of Ladakh as annual prayer come mega celebration, is now being observed by the people of Le town in collaboration with different monasteries of Ladakh, who perform monastic ritual and mass dances on rotational basis. Le Kirstormoche festival is observed by Le Kir Monastery as one of the major annual prayer. Le Kir Monastery is one of the centrally protected monuments in Ladakh. The major feature of Le Kirstormoche festivals are sacred mask dances performed in honor of deities with Diski Dolma, Yangchen Dolma for Parikrama from Le Ladakh.
And in a major boost to tribal livelihoods and quality coffee production, the Coffee Board of India has intensified its efforts in the Araku region of Andhra Pradesh. The renewed focus covers 11 mandals of Alluri Sitharam Raju district and aims to give Araku coffee stronger national and global recognition. We have more on this from our correspondent.
The renewed focus covers 11 mandals of Allur Sitaramaraju district and aims to give Araku coffee stronger national and global recognition. As part of the initiative, the Press Information Bureau organized a special media visit for journalists from Uttarakhand to the coffee board's nursery at Musiri village in Dumbriguda mandal. The journalist observed how coffee seedlings are carefully raised using modern nursery techniques and strict quality control standards. Officials explained how scientific methods and improved planting material are helping ensure better yield and superior quality. The Coffee Board, under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, is promoting sustainable and largely organic cultivation in the region. Senior liaison officer S. Ramesh said, farmers are receiving regular training, technical guidance and support to upgrade processing infrastructure. The Government of India is extending financial assistance, branding support and improved market linkages to growers. Tribal farmers have welcomed these steps. Experts believe Araku coffee has the potential to emerge as one of the India's finest premium coffee brands. Allu Murali for Parikrama, Akashwani News, Vishakhapatnam.
तन्वी, चलते हैं खेल के मैदान में और श्रोताओं को देते हैं वहां की ताजा हलचल.
Absolutely, in the men's T20 cricket world cup, India will take on Pakistan in a much anticipated group A encounter at the R Premadasa Stadium in Colombo this evening. The match is set to begin at 7 PM Indian Standard Time. Both teams have won their opening two matches and are tied at 4 points each, making today's contest crucial in the race of a place in the semi-finals. With a slow used pitch expected to aid spinners, adaptability and temperament will be just as vital as firepower. And more on this from our Colombo correspondent.
In the El Clasico of cricket being played tonight at Colombo's R. Premadasa Stadium, anticipation is building for one of cricket's most significant rivalries as India take on Pakistan. India entered the contest with strong momentum, supported by a balanced batting lineup and a spin attack well suited to the slow conditions expected this evening. Having experienced light showers yesterday, the playing surface was carefully covered by the ground staff as a precaution. Despite weather forecasts indicating a possibility of further showers this evening, fans remain optimistic and are eagerly anticipating a full and action-packed contest.
It is going to be a very high-voltage match. I want to watch that match inside the stadium. I watched all the matches against India and Pakistan inside the stadium. Basically, the environment was there, very electrifying moment.
I have traveled from the New Delhi to Colombo just to watch this match. I'm very excited about this match and I'm 100% sure that India is going to win this match, and it is not going to be a nail biter. It is going to be a one-way match.
On one hand, attention will focus on Jasprit Bumrah, Akshar Patel and Varun Chakravarti, whose contest with Pakistan's leading batters may prove decisive, while eyes also remain on Abhishek Sharma, Ishan Kishan and skipper Surya Kumar Yadav taking on Pakistani attack. At the same time, it will be interesting to see how Indian batters will answer the stop-and-go action of Usman Tariq. With both teams well placed in the tournament, this match transcends points alone, representing pride, tradition and another chapter in cricket's most followed rivalry between the two sides. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
And in women's cricket, hosts Australia set a target of 134 runs for India in the first T20 international of the three-match series in Sydney today. Chasing a target, India were 50 for 1 in 5.1 overs when the reports last came in. Put into bat, Australia were bowled out at 133 runs in 18 overs.
बड़ी से बड़ी बात को अपने शेर में बयां कर देने वाले महान शायर मिर्ज़ा गालिब की आज पुण्यतिथि है। इश्क की नज़ाकत हो या ज़िंदगी की उलझने, गालिब ने हर एहसास को लफ्ज़ों में ढाला और कुछ यूं खूब बयां किया कि सदियां बीतने के बाद आज भी उनके लिखे शेर उतने ही प्रासंगिक हैं। श्रोताओं, इसमें हम और आगे आपको बताएंगे, पर इससे पहले हम चलते हैं, याद करते हैं महान स्वतंत्रता सेनानियों को और बात करेंगे आगे उन महान व्यक्तित्वों की जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि, जयंती या जन्मदिन।
In today's episode, we remember Assamese freedom fighter Nabin Chandra Bordoloi, who was born on the 15th of February 1875 in the Kamrup district of Assam. He was a prominent leader from Assam in the non-cooperation movement during 1920 to 1922. He strongly propagated the use of khadi and the principle of non-violence through his activism and lifestyle. Bordoloi joined the Assam Association and went to England in 1919 with the sole aim of arguing for the inclusion of Assam in the Montagu Chelmsford reforms. The visit was a success and Assam was included in the new administrative scheme. In 1920, he joined the Indian National Congress during the Nagpur session. Bordoloi took the initiative of furthering the activities of the Congress in Assam. For his involvement and activism during this time and later again in the 1930s, Bordoloi was imprisoned and underwent harsh treatment by the British. Bordoloi held various important positions in the Indian National Congress. He was the General Secretary of the Reception Committee of the Pandu Session of Congress in 1926. Besides his role as a political activist, Bordoloi was also a notable writer and translator. In most of his works, patriotism is the important underlying theme. His dedication, perseverance and hard work earned him the popular title Karmaveer. We salute the great freedom fighter.
We remember freedom fighter Jahanur Ali. A well-known freedom fighter of the Surma Valley, Assam, Jahanur, along with some 300 people, gathered at Kanai Ghat in Silhet on the 15th of February 1922 to discuss the future course of political action. The meeting was convened after permission from the local police. However, the British authorities suddenly intervened in the meeting and ordered the people to disperse within 7 minutes. Without listening to the innocent people, the British police started firing, and in that firing, Jahanur Ali died on the spot. We salute the great freedom fighter.
We also remember Satyagrahi Siddheshwar Rajhans, who was martyred on the 15th of February 1932. Rajhans belonged to Munger district of Bihar and actively participated in the civil disobedience movement. The Congress Committee of Munger had declared 15th of February 1932 as the Jhanda Satyagraha Divas. Rajhans joined the crowd, which had assembled around the Tarapur police station with the object of hoisting the flag over it. The police first warned the crowd to disperse and then opened indiscriminate fire on it. Rajhans was critically injured in the firing and died on the spot. We salute the great martyr.
We also remember Gandhian and renowned artist Kalapati Ganapati Subramanian, who was born on the 15th of February 1924 in Kuttuparamba in Kerala. He was actively involved in the freedom struggle and was known for his Gandhian ideology. He was imprisoned and later banned from joining government colleges during British rule. Post-independence, Subramanian got involved in many streams of art, including pottery and sculpture, murals and toys, and writing children's books. We salute the great Indian.
We also remember two residents of Delhi, Amir Ali and Sheikh Murad Khan, who took part in the First War of Indian Independence. They were executed by hanging on the 15th of February, 1858. We salute the great martyrs.
15 फरवरी 1947 को जन्मे रणधीर कपूर उस परिवार से आते हैं जिसकी जड़ें ही भारतीय सिनेमा की मिट्टी में रची बसी है। कपूर खानदान की विरासत को आगे बढ़ाते हुए उन्होंने 1970 के दशक में अपनी अलग पहचान बनाई। वर्ष 1971 में आई फिल्म कल आज और कल से उन्होंने अपनी करियर की शुरुआत की। अब रुक करते हैं उसी दौर की मधुर संगीत की ओर, जहां रणधीर कपूर की पर्दे पर मौजूदगी और गीतों की ताजगी ने दर्शकों के दिल जीत लिए।
And it's the birthday of Ashutosh Govarikar, an Indian film director, actor, screenwriter and producer who works in Indian Hindi cinema. He's known for directing films set on a huge canvas while boasting of an opulent treatment. Lagan, his movie that he directed, was nominated for the Academy Awards for Best International Feature Film at the 74th Academy Awards, which made him a voting member of the Academy Awards. So let's just enjoy a classic track from the movie Lagan.
राष्ट्रभक्ति की अमर कवयित्री सुभद्रा कुमारी चौहान की आज पुण्यतिथि है। उनकी कविता झांसी की रानी आज भी हर भारतीय के मन में जोश भर देती है। उन्होंने अपनी लेखनी से स्वतंत्रता आंदोलन की चेतना को बल दिया। हिंदी साहित्य में उनका नाम देशभक्ति और साहस की प्रतीक के रूप में लिया जाता है।
And today we are remembering Galileo Galilei. Today is his death anniversary, an Italian astronomer, physicist and engineer sometimes described as a polymath. He was born in the city of Pisa and he has been called the father of observational astronomy, modern era classical physics, the scientific method and modern science. During this time he wrote two new sciences in 1638, primarily concerning kinematics and the strength of materials.
आज बप्पी लहरी की पुण्यतिथि है। सोने की चेन, कला, चश्मा और अलग अंदाज, ये उनकी पहचान थी, लेकिन असली चमक तो उनके संगीत में थी। 1970 और 80 के दशक में उन्होंने हिंदी सिनेमा में डिस्को और पॉप संगीत को नई पहचान दी। आगे बढ़ने से पहले आपको सुनाते हैं उनका ये यादगार गीत। Dance. डिस्को डांसर, नमक हलाल और डांस डांस जैसी फिल्मों में उनके संगीत ने युवाओं को झूमने पर मजबूर कर दिया। आई एम अ डिस्को डांसर जैसा कि आपने सुना और जिमी जिमी, रात बाकी बाद बाकी जैसे गीत आज भी हर पार्टी और मंच पर गूंजते हैं। वर्ष 2011 में बप्पी दा को पद्मश्री से सम्मानित किया गया। श्रोताओं, अब जाने से पहले आपको एक ही गीत सुनाते जाते हैं। और श्रोताओं, अब समय हो चला है आपसे इजाजत लेने का, तो वैष्णवी और तन्वी को अनुमति दीजिए परिक्रमा कार्यक्रम यहीं पर समाप्त करने की। नमस्कार।
काल महाकाल विकराल शंभो, जीवन हो या मृत्यु दोनों ही तुम हो। जन्मों जन्मांतर की लड़िया ये कड़िया, हरियों ने हर जीवन रखवाल तुम हो। जय काल महाकाल,
जय काल महाकाल,
जय काल महाकाल।